Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 1st of March, 2023. At five, Tesla is planning to build a new factory in Mexico, joining other car makers bulking up their presence south of the US border. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the plant for electric car firm would be in Monterrey, which is about a three-hour drive from Texas. At four, inflation in major British store chains hit a new record high in the 12 months to February, reflecting the rising cost burden for retailers and consumers, the British Retail Consortium said. Prices rose by the largest annual amount across all the main categories monitored by the BRC since records began in 2005. Overall shop price inflation rose to 8.4% from 8% in January. At three, Sainsbury's is planning to close two Argos depots over the next 3 years in a move that will impact more than 1,400 jobs. The supermarket giant aims to shut its Argos warehouse in Basel and Essex and a depot in Haywood, Greater Manchester by 2026. At two, chain stores are closing at their slowest rate for 8 years, new research shows. A total of 11,530 outlets shut across Britain in 2022. That's an average of 32 closures a day, a big improvement compared with the previous 3 years, according to data compiled from the accountancy firm PwC. And at one, energy firms will begin writing to customers within days to warn them of bill increases from the start of April. Firms have to give customers reasonable notice of price increases or changes that will leave them worse off, according to Citizens Advice. Typical household energy bills are set to rise to £3,000 per year from April. For more details on any of these stories, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.